From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A proposed merger between Sirius Satellite Radio and rival XM appears to be one step closer to approval. Yesterday, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission threw his support behind the deal. NPR's Felix Contreras has more.
Over the weekend, FCC Chairman Kevin Martin announced he would support the merger of Sirius and XM after the companies agreed to not raise prices for 3 years, to allow all radio manufacturers access to satellite radio technology, and to set aside channels for non-commercial and minority programming. Back in 1977, when the FCC granted the two companies licenses to operate, XM and Sirius agreed never to merge. But the two companies have struggled financially while signing on high-profile and expensive radio personalities to lure subscribers. 17 months ago, Sirius proposed a buyout of XM, and a series of difficult regulatory hurdles began. In March, the Department of Justice ended their investigation into antitrust issues. The matter was then left to the FCC. Now, programming and pricing concessions seem to have provided a breakthrough. While the merger has faced strong opposition from the broadcast industry and consumer advocates, one group that supported the merger was Washington, D.C.-based Public Knowledge, which submitted a proposal to the FCC outlining many of the concessions both companies have agreed to. Art Brodsky, communications director for Public Knowledge, says the group felt it would be more effective to accept the idea of the merger than wage a campaign on behalf of the public interest.
It's sort of a choice between two weak companies, one of which may or may not survive, in which case you'd have one company which would be without any governance at all, without any conditions at all. This way, we hope there will be one strong company that comes out of it and it'll be responsive to the public.
The merger must be approved by the 5-member Federal Communications Commission. FCC sources say the chairman is trying to find at least 2 more votes in favor. Felix Contreras, NPR News.